This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, the official list charts, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine that do all the research every week for us here, you can find the charts listed at talkers.com. We're overviewing the first full week of September, September 2nd to the 6th. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, whose voice and impact is heard coast to coast loudly every week on this program and in other responsible ways as well. You've got to go to Talkers and see what's going on there. We have the stories to go through, Michael, and the people list as well. Let's see what we can glean from all of the work of your staff this week.
It was an unusual week, to say the least. At number 10, we have the National Football League season kicks off, and Andrew Luck retires. At number 9, the deadly boat fire in California, and it's tied with the dangers of vaping. At number 8, we have race relations and immigration reform, which is kind of low for those topics. They took a back seat in the top 10 to other things. At number 7, gun legislation, and that's tied with the Walmart gun sales policy. Climate change, up at number 6, higher than usual. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, Brexit. At number 3, Hong Kong. At number 2, U.S.-China relations, the stock market, and the economy. And number 1, Hurricane Dorian. Number 1 is a natural disaster weather issue. And the People Survey, at number 10, Andrew Luck. At number 9, Deborah Messing. Wayne LaPierre, who we talked about last week, at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. Number 6, we have Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. And number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That's all mishmash. They all blend into each other. At number 4, Boris Johnson. At number 3, Carrie Lam. Number 2, Xi Jinping. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
Boring Boris, boring Boris.
You think Boris is boring?
He's already lost control. His future as a politician in England is over. He didn't play it right. He muffed it. He tried to be like Trump and doesn't work in England. He's done. Finished.
Wow.
Kaputsky.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Over.
Wow.
You see if I'm not right. Okay, you want another prediction?
Sure.
All right. That Mike Pence doesn't make it as the vice president in the second Trump term.
Woo.
How about that?
You buy into that thing about
yes,
what's-her-face in Carolina?
Yep, I am. Yep, you're not buying into it?
I think she just seeded the discussion.
You think she started it?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, I may be wrong. Hey, look, no, don't back down.
I'm not going to back down.
Just because I see
I'll stand up to you any day. I can stand toe-to-toe with you.
How much you want to put on it? I bet you love people. I betcha.
No, I'll betcha.
I don't bet. No, I'm blanking on her name. That former...
She was the UN ambassador.
The UN, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, out of the blue, said, there's no truth to the rumors that I am going to be replacing Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. He's wonderful. Where'd that come from? I didn't hear any rumors. Did you?
Yes. I did.
Ooh. Well, you travel in higher circles than I do.
I travel in different circles. They're higher or lower.
I spin around counterclockwise, and you go clockwise.
Yeah, but we both live in Massachusetts much of the time. You spend the time in the winter in Florida, and I spend in California. But I am aware, and so are you, of things that are going on here. One of the other rumors politically this week that has some impact. Remember, California is going to be different this year in that it's going to be one of the first states to vote in the primary next March. And the money is on Elizabeth Warren, because of the cucamongas that live in California, to beat Joe Biden in the presidential preference polling that goes on in the primary. I don't like that for an alliteration. Primary presidential, yeah. Okay, so if she wins, does that mean she has more vibrancy moving into the national arena. Because you know how the news media is when they look at New Hampshire and Iowa, now California.
Well, California is going to take have a lot of weight. But you make it look like the only two people running in California are Elizabeth and Joe. What about
the only two that make any difference at this
point? Well, but the senator from California, Kamala Harris,
is lost when she was never a contender. It's amazing that she even got to where she is as a senator, because most people, well, maybe that tells the trend. Maybe you look at the voter and the average voter in California, the fact that they elected her to be anything. She is the most ridiculous, most self-serving, most horrible candidate for elective office that you could possibly find. She epitomizes the Me Too movement in terms of her. It's all about her. Everything. She and Cory Booker, both the same. Cut out of the same cloth. It's all about them. Always has been. And that's why I give a faith in the American people that they won't vote for a phony like those two. How's that?
When they have such a wide variety of phonies that they could vote for.
Well, yeah.
Now, those are the two phonies you don't like.
The two phonies I don't like. Right, exactly.
Right.
Who are the two phonies you don't like? Phonies. Get to the phonies here.
I think they're all phonies. I think every one of them are phonies. It's just
because you have to be a phony in order to run for president.
Well, absolutely. It's such a game of intrigue and
game of chance.
Sound bites and perception and creating impressions and all that. Yeah, it's way beyond reality. Although the climate change issue has become big this week because of Hurricane Dorian, and coincidentally, CNN ran a seven-hour town meeting with the leading Democratic Party candidates, totally devoted to the discussion of climate change, and they each talked like a half hour, 40 minutes. They really got down.
What'd you learn out of it? What'd you get out of it that hasn't been said or thought of before?
I got a little out of it here and there in terms of knowledge of how they handle it, but in terms
You mean the candidates or how?
Yeah. I mean, but I follow this stuff kind of meticulously, so it's what I do. But I don't think that it.
I follow climate change, you mean?
I follow every one of these issues. That's what I do. I've been following climate change since I'm a kid because I'm into science.
Right.
And if you depoliticize climate change, of course climate changes. It's changed countless times.
Right.
Yeah.
Planet's 5 billion years old. You think it's because we have records to go back to 1880? That's it. That's the whole history of the planet. How ridiculous!
But there's a thing called geology.
Yeah.
And it's all mucked up with politics. Yes. But in terms of Kamala Harris being the worst possible candidate, I've heard that said about her. I'm not crazy about her. No. I'm not crazy about her, but I don't think that she's necessarily that much worse than a number of the phonies that are running. Right. And then there are all these crazy issues like, is Joe Biden senile?
That's offensive. Just because he's in his 70s, I find that really offensive.
Well, he does a lot of gaffes. He does some really.
Well, he's always done it. When he was in his 40s, he made gaffes.
he's
senile in his 40s?
How
did he get to be vice president if he's senile?
Well, because as Donald Trump said, Barack Obama saved him from the junk pile.
Oh, nonsense!
But I'm not saying I'm not expressing any favoritism to any of
us. I know. Yeah.
I'm just telling you that.
So here's one political story that's kind of interesting that maybe the rest of the country isn't focused on yet. Except every time a Kennedy pops up in politics, everybody runs. who's running? This guy's running? Joe Kennedy III. Is stumping across New Hampshire this week for Elizabeth Warren, even though last week Elizabeth Warren said she was going to support because Joe Kennedy III is going to run against Ed Malarkey, and because of his name, he may have a chance of winning. It's one of these confusing things. Okay, so it's like a chessboard. I'm going to support her because she's from my home state, but she's not supporting me because she has a political allegiance to Ed Malarkey. So where does all that? It just shows you the nature of politics.
But it is politics. Well, politics makes strange bedfellows. There's a saying for you.
Yes,
and,
right.
And you know, it's all political strategery.
Yes, it is. Is that a word?
George W. Bush coined it.
Strategery.
Strategery, yes.
Strategery, I like that.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
A good word.
Time for us to put everybody to sleep, Michael, by referring to how well you sleep. Last night, did you get a good night's sleep? You get your MyPillows all set on your, you and Bernadette fix up your MyPillows so that you had a good night's rest?
Well, I can't believe that you are talking about what I do in the bedroom on this radio show. I mean, I understand the need in talk radio to express a little bit about your personal life, but this is over the line.
Is it?
I didn't sign up for an X-rated program. What is this all
about? This is not X-rated. This has to do with
my agent. My agent is going to be getting in touch with
you. My agent?
Now, do your pillow commercial. Do your pillow commercial and leave me out of it.
Oh, okay. No talking about Michael and his pillows. I'm talking about my pillows. Everybody, I have a house full of people here. They all like the my pillows on the beds. They're all around my house. My pillow wants.
What is that all about?
What?
You have a lot of people over there with beds all over the place? What are you running?
I have beds in my house.
Or some kind of a... are you making a movie?
My business partners are here.
Okay.
All right.
I'll leave you alone.
There's this special deal that MyPillow is offering in honor of the people who have supported Mike Lindell and his invention, which is the MyPillow. 1,500 people. Do you realize in that factory, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, now manufacturing all these pillows because they're so popular? Right now, though, this final few days of the Labor Day week, there's a big special, a special that you can take advantage of, up to 66% off of what's in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Special page, and save up to 66% on all these things. A body pillow selling for $29 while supplies last, normally $89. The standard and queen-size platinum premium pillows from MyPillow, usually $69, now $23. All of this stuff is going to go bye-bye quickly. Use the promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com. See all the other things that can make your rest very special. That's MyPillow.com. Buy everything with the promo code DJV.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the stories, the people, the story behind the story, you name it, we've got it. We've got an in with everybody. We know everything. There's nothing you can't ask us that we don't have a good snap. Remember, who used to say that? Larry Glick.
Yeah. Well, actually,
one of the great radio personalities.
We see you when you're sleeping. We know when you're awake.
You're awake. Yes.
Right.
We know if you've been good or bad.
That's
so
right.
Be good, for goodness sake. Michael Harrison.
That sounds like a dangerous authoritarian.
It is. Right, exactly. Smokes a pipe and flies around
see,
in a sleigh.
You never know where the next fascist is going to come from.
Who's watching? That's exactly right. Michael Harrison is here to answer the question, should talk radio shows be tough and controversial or entertaining and fluffy? Assuming that if it's tough and controversial, it may not be entertaining. This is get to the whole root of the word entertaining and what that means. Because a lot of people think entertaining means you're laughing. But I think entertaining means you're paying attention, right?
I totally agree with that. It's engagement, yeah. I mean, and nothing fits the definition of entertaining empirically. What's entertaining to one person might not be entertaining to another.
That's true.
Entertaining doesn't have to be stupid. Some people are entertained by the most, complicated academic, deep dives into details.
Yes.
So, there's no such thing as one definition for entertaining. And a lot of people in the broadcasting business don't realize that. So when someone says, my goal is to be entertaining, they think it is to tell jokes, to be funny,
right.
As you said.
Yeah. No, doesn't work that way. Sorry.
No.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Doesn't work that way at all. So one of the things about talk radio that I think, and I brought that, I wasn't being facetious as far as what we're supposed to do. I don't know. We're supposed to get an audience and sell advertising and make money for the people that own the station. That's what we're supposed to do. But in the meantime, we have other missions, or at least I have always thought we had other missions, and that was to help find a source for helping you present a problem. What's the solution? And in the case of Hurricane Dorian, a lot of people on radio stations around the country are helping a lot by raising awareness, raising money, doing things. I think radio shows up pretty well in that department. What do you think?
I think some of radio shows up really well, and a lot of radio should be embarrassed.
Well, okay. Give us a closer look at
that. No, I mean, a lot of stations don't even have anybody working there. So
that's true. They're in a closet. Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to mention any stations or any specific cities or markets, but you constantly hear stories about, you know, a tornado will pop up, go to the media, and you go to the radio station, and they're not talking about it because it's coming from some other place, or it's an old show, or there's nobody there. So, you know, the idea that all of radio shows up, some radio shows up, and the radio that shows up is good. I believe everybody should own a radio. I really do believe that every home should have an old-fashioned AM/FM radio in it.
Yep.
Every car should have one in it. And and when you go on the road, throw a little portable radio in your bag, in your suitcase. And I think that the radio industry should be promoting the sale and use of radios, actual radios. We're not talking about iPhones or that, because it does, in an emergency, prove to be one of the best means of communication. And usually in every city, there's at least one radio station doing a good job in the case of an emergency, and maybe 20 or 30 of them that are asleep at the wheel.
Right. Well, that's not a good number, but at least we call attention to it. That's our job here, calling attention to issues and what's going on the radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The eye of Hurricane Dorian now reaching Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's a Category 1 storm now with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But storm surge will pose a threat all the way up into the Virginia Beach area, and there are some warnings and advisories all the way up to coastal Massachusetts. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, officials say they're just starting the real search for bodies there, so the current death toll of 30 from the storm is expected to soar.
Persons are now able to get into the area that were impossible before. And so we're now in that recovery mode. We are seeing now, unfortunately, the death toll.
That's the Minister of State for Grand Bahama, Kwasi Thompson, speaking to NBC News.
The Air Force confirming a jet mistakenly fired a rocket into the Arizona desert yesterday. No injuries or damage was reported. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here, overviewing the charts, the stories behind the stories. So, the Brexit thing, Michael, on your mind as you think, I don't know how much talk, you do a lot of talking, a lot of guest shots on various programs because people look at you as the authority when it comes to discussing the issues, what the issues are, but also the meat and potatoes of the issue. So, do you think, for example, Boris Johnson, who's on the list at number four, and the story is number four, is done politically? His career is over.
No, I don't think it's done. I don't know that it's not done. But I wouldn't put it past this guy to rebound. He has a personality that is fascinating to the British consciousness. You're no stranger to Great Britain. You've spent a lot of time there and do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The British are fascinated by flamboyant characters, and maybe even more so than Americans, and he plays to that. What Trump has going for him here is that Trump has won an election and had millions and millions of votes. Boris Johnson has not gotten millions and millions of votes to be the prime minister. He came in through a special election, a very, very teeny-weeny little percentage of the population voted for him, and those were the party leaders. He's the head of the Conservative Party. So a lot's going to depend upon how much support does Boris Johnson have from the people of the UK, and that may come out next week. I think he's still in there swinging, and I wouldn't put it
well, but there's
him.
A fight. His brother, who is in Parliament with him, has resigned.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah, right. Sounds like you ought to be a singer, right?
Yeah, I know. As I say, don't confuse
him. From Detroit, and here from Detroit is Joe Johnson, and the parliamentarians.
Right, remember, the parliaments. The parliaments.
Parliament Funkadelic. You remember?
Yeah,
Parliament,
yeah, absolutely.
George
Clinton.
Who was that? George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Wow. See where we go with these conversations, folks. So, the Brexit thing is very important to a lot of people, trying to weigh what the circumstances are. How much will Brexit or situation in England and Europe affect the economy globally? And that's another thing that is really, I think, overcooked. The news media and their fascination or whatever it is with the stock market. Every day it goes up and it goes down because that's what it does. It's like the weather. And it becomes, is it that people are so naive that they are actually influenced by, I mean, that's what causes recessions, right? Somebody hears a rumor and something starts and then something else goes and before you know it, things fall apart. It's almost like it was planned. What do you think of that?
Well, there are a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies. Of course, in the stock market, there are all these algorithms and bots that are designed to buy and sell, buy and sell, buy and sell from a minute to minute based upon keywords in the news. That these are not human decisions. These are artificial intelligence decisions. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, Trump announces that China called him while he was at the G7. Up, the stock market goes up. Well, that news story triggers a bunch of buys and sells out there that are already programmed into people's strategies. So a lot of this is mindless, and that's why if you're investing in the stock market, you either have to be a very talented day trader with a stomach of steel or just go in it for the long haul, because you really don't know what the trends are until you're there for a while. Day-to-day will make you crazy, and day-to-day is not accurate. It has nothing to do with profit and loss. It has nothing to do with the assets of a company. It has nothing to do with the potential of a company. The real reasons why you should invest in a company is because you've studied it and you know what its future will be. If you're just doing it, you know, haphazardly every day based on emotion, well, you're going to lose your shirt.
That's precisely put. Thank you for that. I always like listening to you as you reason things through. I know a lot of times people are not asking you, but there are very few people. One of the other guys that I love to have on this program is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Mm-hmm. I have never asked him a question for which he did not have a very intelligent answer. No matter over the years, how many years have we been doing this? 20-some-odd years. I've known him longer. You and I have known him for, it seems like, all of our lives. Yeah, I have never asked the guy a question. Never.
30 years.
Yeah. Have I asked him a question that he didn't have an answer for? And so I go back to you with my reference here. I always know that I can sort of spin the top and let you go, and you will have an explanation that's very credible for things. That probably speaks, you know, maybe when you talk about good talk radio people, good conversationalists on the radio, got a good voice, good mind, that's really what it kind of takes. Have you ever done a profile in Talkers Magazine of what it takes to be a really good talk radio personality?
I think that profile's been written for the last 30 years we've been publishing it. I think it's not like a one-time thing, although we have had a number of
I'm talking about it in a deliberate way.
We've had things of that nature. Of course, they're controversial within the industry. There are people who believe you do it one way, other people believe you do it another way. There's no universal set, you know, there's no Ten Commandments that everybody buys into. But first of all, thank you for that nice compliment. What you said, I take that very seriously, and I take it to heart. That was very kind of you to say what you said. I also agree with you about Steve Wiseman. He's one of the best speakers and minds out there, and I consider myself blessed to have him, not only as a colleague, but as a friend. He's really the top of the pack. Very, very, very good person. And for the folks listening to this, you can trust what he says as being pretty pretty damn right on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing about anybody in the media is that they seek to tell the truth, that you don't deceive for the sake of entertainment. Back to the entertainment thing we said, that you can be wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong as long as you are wrong with good intentions, as opposed to purposefully wrong, premeditated wrong for self-gain, either, you know, by, you know, shaking.
What would be an example of that?
Telling everybody, being wrong in an ill-conceived way. Telling everybody it's going to rain tomorrow when you know it's going to be sunny because you have financial interest in the umbrella company.
That's very interesting. That's about as easy a thing as I could say. Yeah.
You know, your personal ego, your personal interest, or just thinking, I'm going to tell them this. They'll love that. All those fools listening to me, they'll run around and tell their uncle and their aunt and their cousins, and I'll get a whole huge audience by simply throwing out, that's called bomb throwing, throwing out something that you know is BS, but that you think will rile up, you know, the listeners and get everybody crazy and bring attention to yourself. Being controversial for the sake of controversy, as opposed to being controversial because you're trying to drive home a point you believe in. So I think this whole the remedy to fake news and the remedy to all the scams and all the crap that we deal with in modern society is to keep in mind, what is the intention of the person saying this? Why are they doing that? Do they mean well? Are they just ill-informed? Or are they lying, as opposed to saying what they believe is true, but they just happen to be wrong? Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to discriminate, because, and I don't mean it in a negative sense, if somebody says something on the radio, or just in your own life, you talk to somebody, they look you in the eye, they seem real credible, and you say to yourself, do they believe what they're saying? Because if they took a lie detector test, they'd probably pass it, even though what they're saying is not true. Because they lie to themselves.
They believe it. They lie to themselves.
Their own press. Right. They lie to themselves, and then they tell you what they believe is true. How do you deal with that type of distortion? Psychology. I think everybody should study psychology, because it really is at the heart of all of this.
Yeah, there is. There's no question. That especially in the age that we've the so-called information age, I think there's one of the things that people argue about is how much political coverage and discussion should there be on these news talk radio stations. Some of them do it wall to wall, and sometimes they have to come up with stuff like you're suggesting because they want to make their point. Some of the stations and the companies that are just unabashedly pro-Trump, and if you don't agree with that point of view, you don't have a job here. I think that's distortion in and of itself, and part of what we're talking about here.
It's affirmation broadcasting. You target an audience, you pick a choir, and then you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lose their jobs because they are a little bit more independent in their thinking.
Yeah.
And it's going on right now in the Trump world, because there are some stations that are totally geared to pandering to people who love Trump.
Yep. Yeah.
And
that was my point. Yeah. I think that's the case. And it's not, I think it's dangerous for the future of our business, frankly. I don't think
it's dangerous for the future of our country to put any kind of a human being in an authoritarian position because what they're doing right now might be working.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the problem going on in England. Boris Johnson put himself in an authoritarian position to get what he wants to get done, strong leadership. But strong leadership might work for an immediate problem, but when you establish that as the precedent, you're setting the stage for a Stalin or for a Castro or for even a Hitler. And that's where we've got to be very careful about not throwing the Constitution and the process away for the sake of the pragmatic expediency of having a strong leader at the moment so we can get this done.
Yep.
Very fine line in a democracy between a strong leader and a strong system.
Very well put. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about how to lose weight safely. Kellitrin is the way to do that, whether you want to lose a few pounds, whether you want to lose maybe 30 pounds, maybe whether I've seen people on their website that have lost 100 pounds using this method. The reason that people like it is because it's healthy and safe. There's no radical diet. You're not going to be eating or drinking things that'll give you the jitters. This is all about reestablishing protein from collagen in your body, which is how you promote lean, healthy muscle mass. Your weight loss goes out the window, or the weight goes out the window, when you get rid of the fat and create that better, leaner body. And it's all because collagen is put back to work. I don't want to go into the scientific or medical side of this, but believe me, your body stops when you're in your 20s producing collagen. That's why when you get older, you get fat. And now you want to maintain that nice, svelte look that you had when you were a kid. Kellitrin's the secret, the healthiest for weight loss, no matter what you're looking at. This does the trick. All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Kellitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss. So let's get on board. The success story is there. There's successes after successes after successes. And for the rest of this week, you can get 3 bottles at the regular price and 3 free. So you have a 6-month program which allows you to lose the weight and keep it off, which is what most of these other products or other programs, you don't do it. You lose the weight and then you gain it back again. So let's go to Kellitrin.com, Kellitren, and go for the Labor Day sale, which using the DJB code will give you 3 bottles at the regular price and 3 bottles free. That's Kellitrin.com, DJB code, buy 3, get 3 free for the rest of this week.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the treats of being involved with Michael is being able to focus on some of the other things that he's doing besides just running Talkers Magazine. He has a lot of audio connections, including the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very interesting radio host whose name is Ross Kaminsky. He's got an interesting background. Why did you pick him, Michael?
He is a fellow who, in his background, studied economy and politics at Columbia and then spent much of his years up to this point, up to 4 years ago, being a professional trader on the stock market in Chicago. And he really is great at talking about all the things that we talked about.
So when he talks about the economy as part of his overall news talk conversational presence, you can believe what the guy's saying because he's got that in his chops, you know. You know, we talk about guys like Dave Ramsey who have an interesting background, but certainly not a professional background like this guy's got in that area.
You got a lot of guys on the radio talking about the economy through the wrong orifice, and they don't have the experience to really be able to tell the president or Congress how to run the country. They can't even.
That's a visualization. Company. Michael Harrison here. Make sure you check out the Michael Harrison interview, nmhinterview.com or talkers.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Radio Countdown now with a review of some of the legal aspects of what are encountered by people engaged in these stories or perhaps affected by these stories. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us, lawyer and college professor, professor at Bentley University. I used to call them profs. You call your professors profs when you were in college?
I did. You know, I don't hear that from the kids anymore. I'm still getting used to having 20-year-old young women hold doors for me because I'm old and infirm.
There you go. Boy, over the hill. That's it. Yep. Wiseman is over the hill.
Right. And sliding fast.
No, not at all. So let's. I want to. Number nine this week on the countdown is that story of the boat fire. And when I first heard that, all I could think of was you and lawyers. This is a small little company. I think they only had one or two boats, family run. All these other, there are 35 people that got killed on a boat. There's got to be lawyers knocking on their doors already. Do the families actually get anything? There's certainly insurance on the boat, but how does, they're contacted by a lawyer, and then what happens in a circumstance?
You know, as far as getting anything, that's the key thing is you mentioned insurance, and in cases like this, and particularly major, and you've got 35 people. Let's assume for the moment that there was negligence or that there were fire code violations, because sometimes accidents just are accidents.
Happen.
But
yep.
Assuming that it isn't in this case and that negligence can be shown on the boat owners, it's a matter of, you know, what do they have? Generally, insurance, you know, will have limits, and, you know, 35 death claims, it's probably for a small company like that, not going to be a lot to go around, and then so you're going to sue for the personal assets of the boat owners. Well, you know, maybe if they're very wealthy, but oftentimes that's, you know, more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And you think, isn't it a shame that these people lost out? But lawyers are kind of bloodthirsty sometimes.
Well, you know, there is a reason.
Nothing,
you know,
I'm breaking it. That's not a bulletin for you, but I just.
No, this is, you know, I can swim on Cape Cod because there's professional courtesy. The great
yes.
white sharks recognize I'm one of theirs. So, you know, there are times that, yes, we are an aggressive bunch. There are also times that it's needed, and you can go back through our, you know, not that long ago history, you know, the Pinto claims, the BP oil claims. There have been a lot of cases where it's been the big tort lawyers who have picked up and brought that, you know, carried the gauntlet, made some changes in corporate America that they wouldn't otherwise have done and weren't pressed to do because of the government. The Firestone Tires is another good example. So, yeah, those big tort lawyers make a lot of money out of other people's misery, but they also, they do contribute. They bring some social change.
Right. All right, so the big story is the hurricane. There's no legal, if somebody is on the Carolinas getting slammed with heavy winds and rain this week, we certainly know what's happened as it came in proximity to America, but,
yeah,
you know, there's no usual, unless people...
Well,
have insurance companies that refuse to pay, then the lawyers get into it.
Yeah, I'm going to represent the people of Alabama who suffered great mental anguish because they were in fear because the hurricane was coming. Tell you where the legal aspects of this thing is, and this is big, actually. I'm glad you brought it up. There are going to be all kinds of phony charities that you're going to get. Phone
scams,
calls, emails, text messages that are going to be lining people's pockets and not the people of the Bahamas and not the people who are harmed by this. So if you're interested in giving to a charity, go to charitynavigator.org and you can find vetted charities that are really going to do the job.
Yeah, I think that's a great, your Scamicide, go to scamicide.com as well and then directs you to some of these other websites that will inform you as to the dangers of investing. We'll say the Red Cross, because the Red Cross never uses the money when they say or how they say they're going to do it.
I'm given.
What, say again?
They're not on the list I'm providing.
No, they're just not. And there are plenty of others. The local charities often are the best ones. But you got to do your homework and find a trusted source. You listen to a radio station that's promoting something and you trust them, that's another indicator. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.